Because you used to take this, what, the train from Chattanooga to where?
Yeah, I take the train. Chattanooga, that's from North Carolina.
Hmm.
And after you get there, well, you catch the train, you go to that college, at the Methodist College, where the train go up around the hill, just like that. You sitting here and look down there and see back then taking two engines, one engine behind, one engine front.
Really? So that.
That's in order to get us to Salisbury, North Carolina.
Huh. What's the city in Tennessee? It's further east. It's a big city, as big as Chattanooga. Yeah, that's it. So, what city is that again? Is that Louder?
Huh?
That city again? It's
Knoxville?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to Knoxville and didn't stay there long though.
How about a city in Tennessee that's, well, how about the capital of Tennessee? What's that?
Nashville.
Okay.
Tennessee.
And the biggest city in Tennessee, it's on the Mississippi, far to the west and down some.
I just remember that tale of two that time. Yeah, I just remember what.
Memphis?
Could be Memphis.
Okay.
I don't really start to talk about Memphis. I didn't even recognize it was capital.
Okay. And how about a seaport in Georgia? It's on the coast.
Well, we didn't stay there. When we got there, we left that next morning. Just had a chance to eat breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that next morning, come back to Chattanooga, didn't have no runaround down there.
Uh-huh.
Down there on the coast, quite naturally, I didn't have no business out there. The people were stockpiling. People out there on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of stayed, so we both stayed together. When we left, caught that boat. Come back to Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no situation about opposition about that time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stay there long enough to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came to Chattanooga.
Okay, could I ask now? Let's see, just some questions, and I'll see if you can fill in and complete the sentence. How far would you say it's here to, say, Chattanooga, from where we are now in Chattanooga?
It would take you around about 35 minutes to get to Chattanooga.
How long would that be?
Maybe so long. 12, 14 miles.
Okay. And someone asks you to do something, and you say, I know, I can do it. Or not. I don't know I can do it or not.
That's the only opposition I can give to them, according to what they ask me.
But you might say, I don't know what, if or as, how would you complete that sentence?
Then you ask me, Robert, I want you to do something.
You might say, I don't know if.
I don't think I can make no opposition, but then I don't think I can do so.
Oh, okay.
I just tell the truth, though.
It seems to me, you won't pull through. You were, say, Vincent Franny was sick, and you might say, it seems to me, you won't come through. How would you finish that sentence?
Well, according to what kind of opposition you had in yourself.
No, how would you just complete that sentence without thinking of what the situation is? Just, it seems, you won't come through. How would you put words in the middle of that sentence to make it come out right?
Well, if I knew the person over there, I said, well, I can't give you no information about how you'll come through.
But it seems what, as though? How would you complete that?
I said, well, with the right tempting given to you, imagine you'll come through with it.
Okay.